Some of you may be familiar with Augustine's Confessions, so that if you've been in college, is kind of one of your Catholic college anyway, and you might have had read or needed to read Augustine's Confessions. It's one of the classics. And there's a section in there where he talks about a very famous line where he speaks about how far he was from God, and yet God was always near to him, but he was far. Which seems a little paradox, because if I'm far from you, then you have to be far from me, because in terms of distance. But of course, the experience being that he says, you are with me all the time when I was not with you. So this idea of, as he came to realize that as he was living kind of the wild life as a Manichaean and doing his thing, that he came to realize that God was always with him, always close to him, closer than he was to himself. You know, that's the idea that, and yet he himself was far from God. And you contrast that with today's first reading from St. Paul that says there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. Absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. And then you get the gospel reading where Jesus says that so many times he wanted to gather us to himself, but yet he says you were unwilling. So behold, your house will be abandoned. So there's a sense that, well, God won't be there because he's trying to kind of constantly bring us to himself, but yet we refuse to do that, and so we feel like God's kind of abandoned us. The house will be abandoned, we'll be out, gone somewhere. I guess the point of all of this is recognizing kind of the distance and the closeness that God is with us. That oftentimes when we don't feel God's presence in our life, we don't have that experience of God, there's that sense that we're far from him, or that he is far from us. But yet, the scriptures remind us that even if our hearts are not with God, there is nothing that can separate us. There's nothing that can create that distance. And it's got to be somewhat encouraging, maybe for some of you who have children who have sort of strayed away, that you recognize these comforting words, hopefully from God, that says there's nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate your children from the love of Christ. There's that sense that God will always be near, and that hopefully they come to see that even as they wandered away, they could see that God was still near them. Even as they felt that their house was abandoned, that God had abandoned them, or you know that they abandoned God, that they were still come to realize that God was with them all along. Maybe some of you have had that experience where you know, maybe you've strayed away, and then you come to realize that as you came back, that, wow, God never left me. That and somehow you saw his presence. Because as he said, which kind of struck me, where he says, many times I yearn to gather your children together. Many times, Jesus says, he's trying to kind of bring people back. All these options. As a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you are unwilling. So we pray for those who feel maybe far away from God, that they come to recognize that God was with them all along, and that God is constantly trying to bring them back, and pray for their openness, and pray for our own openness if we feel that distance, to hear God calling us back as that into that intimate relationship, like a hen who has her little chicks, you know, underneath her wings. That's the image that Jesus leaves with us in terms of the closeness, really, that we have with our Creator.